1. Begin transmission.
Hello, and good morning, evening, or afternoon, depending on your personal location on this planet we live on, hurtling through space. Oh, I have just got the best news. I'm so happy. I have solved a great mystery. But first of all, let me just say that you're listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and you've caught me on a good day because, boy oh boy, massive mystery solved. Oh, it's like a monkey off my back. The relief I'm feeling, I cannot even begin to describe it. Joy. It's like Christmas morning, but for my brain. You gotta be asking yourself by now, what could Tobe possibly be going on about? My fortune cookies? I solved the problem of my fortune cookies. What's the problem with your fortune cookies? The fortune cookie problem is this. I eat a lot of Chinese food because, you know, there's not a lot of gluten or lactose in it or anything else that is bad for me. And I get lots of vegetables and rice, and I love vegetables and rice so much. Nom, nom, nom. And today, I was hungry, and I decided, okay, I gotta get some food, so I went over to the Chinese place that's across the street from the place where the old Walmart used to be, not to be confused, but with the Chinese place that also has Vietnamese food that's across the street from where Walmart is now. And I got lemon chicken. They have really good lemon chicken there. And I got lemon chicken. And I had to get it and bring it home because I wanted to watch the UEFA Champions League magazine show, which I have to watch religiously, obviously. But the point here is, you get a fortune cookie with your order, correct? I mean, you've had Chinese food, and this is my fortune cookie right here. And it's the kind that's wrapped in cellophane, and it just is the one that says fortune cookies. And I don't like, I mean, these are okay, but I like the one. My first favorite kind is the kind with the Mandarin baby on it, and he's got the wand or whatever, and he's got a fan, and he's dancing or doing something. You know the ones I'm talking about. It's full color, and it's got like gold ink, so it's like four-color process printed plus one, CMYK plus gold spot printing. Oh, so awesome. I love those Mandarin baby dudes. They're always cool. I don't know really what they are, but you know what I'm talking about. Actually, we need to consult Hong Todo for this. Our very own Hong Todo, who also has a cool show on Anon Radio. He knows a lot about Chinese culture and stuff. Maybe he could explain this whole good luck, happy fortune magic Mandarin baby dude. But anyway, then there's the other fortune cookies that have the panda on them. And that's only two colored printing. It's red and black, which is pretty good, and I like pandas and all that, but then there's these. That's the most boring wrapper ever. Fortune cookies, and there's only one. So it shouldn't say fortune cookie, singular. The problem with fortune cookies that I have is, you know, I can't eat a lot at any given time, so I usually set aside a lot of food, and of course the fortune cookie's the last thing I eat. And it might even not get eaten until the next day. And that's very common, and it also something I forget about them, and that's why I have fortune cookies laying around in weird places in my house, and I find them all over. But anyway, I'll find these fortune cookies the next day, or 2 days later, or 3 days later, and I'll go, oh yay, fortune cookie, I'll eat a fortune cookie, and I'll open up the fortune cookie wrapper, and then I'll try to crack the fortune cookie open, and it's all stale. Now, you know, just, you're going to get a stale one every once in a while. But I'm talking every single one of these that I set aside ends up getting stale. And I haven't been able to figure out why or how this is happening until tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, that's correct. I have solved the fortune cookie stale mystery. and I'm about to reveal it to you here on a non-radio. It turns out it's my cat. That's right. Just minutes ago, I was sitting in front of the TV watching, I don't even know what it was. I think it was a car insurance commercial. It wasn't, you know, football. I don't know what was happening. And anyway, then my cat comes in, and I had this fortune cookie sitting on the floor next to me where I sit, and the cat comes up to it, starts checking it out, and starts batting it around, and then she starts chewing on the plastic, on the cellophane. Because, you know, cats love this stuff, and they'll, anything that crinkles, they can get all weird about it. And then she started chewing on it, and she got chewing on it so much that she actually pierced the envelope and broke the hermetic seal. It has now lost its integrity, and it is no longer airtight, just from tiny cat bite holes. And then she carried around for a while, and then she put it down, and she sort of knocked it back to where it was, and then she walked off. And I'm like, okay, now we know what's going on. So now, of course, I've got to open this fortune cookie, because it's just going to go stale, and I got to eat it now. So open it, and let's see what the fortune is. Oh, yeah, nice and crispy open. See, that's the first time I've had a crispy fortune cookie in like months. Every time other times I tried to crack them, they just go flump, and it's like folding a wet sponge over. All right, let's see here. My fortune today reads, a master can act without doing anything, teach without a word. You know, I have to agree, but I don't know how I'm going to apply that, because this is a radio medium. Words are kind of important at this point. And this is the type of fortune that's got the good stuff on the back, too. Learn Chinese. Lunar New Year. And it's Nong Li Xin Nian. And you'll have to excuse my horrendous pronunciation there. Again, Hong To Do. Feel free to straighten me out here. And my lucky numbers today are 35, 24, 21, 36, 56, and 22. Place your bets early to avoid being shut out at the window. Yummy fortune cookies. I'm also a huge fan of Tiger Balm. I'm sure you probably know what Tiger Balm is now. It's fairly common in America. You can find it anywhere, but back when I was a kid, I used to run with some interesting people. A nice immigrant family moved into our neighborhood, and I used to hang out with their kids, and I was introduced by them to Tiger Balm. This was many, many years ago. Open up the jar. Oh, I love the smell. I got some joint issues today, so we're just gonna apply some Tiger Balm liberally. It says white Tiger Balm. Yes, there are different flavors. I love the smell. Love everything about Tiger Balm. I love the embossed gold lid with the Tiger Balm, with the tiger on it. And I like the jar, the hexagonal jar with the tiger on the bottom. And some years I met a guy who was actually from somewhere in Malaysia. I don't remember now, but he's like, Tiger Balm Gardens. I used to go to Tiger Balm Gardens all the time. And I said, there's a Tiger Balm Gardens? He's like, yeah. And I hate to admit it, but I still haven't made the pilgrimage. It used to be that Tiger Balm was pretty much a secret. I don't want to say secret, but I mean, the only way people ever knew about it was being involved in martial arts. I was vaguely... Oh, I do love this stuff so much. I like to sword fight. Does anybody else like to sword fight? And when I say sword fight, I don't mean like fencing. I don't like ritual fighting. And fencing, you know, Western or European fencing is just ritualized sword fighting. And I don't really like kendo, because same thing, it's still ritualized. I'm more of a kenjutsu guy, and that's why I carry a wooden sword with me wherever I go. Because sometimes you just gotta kick somebody's ass. Not all the time, but it happens. Somebody starts thinking they're tough and cute, and you know, things happen. And that's how white kids end up in triads. And I just had the oddest idea. I wonder if I could take some of this tiger balm and spread it on like the air filter of my furnace so I could make my whole house smell like tiger balm. That might help, because my house smells terrible right now. It smells like burnt coffee and burnt sugar or burnt plastic. It's just horrid. I don't even want to tell the story, but suffice it to say there was an accident with the microwave, and I wasn't involved. All I know is I thought I smelled coffee being made, and I walked upstairs, and the whole goddamn house is full of smoke. It wasn't my cat, either. So now I've got my house smelling like burnt something. Burnt rubber combined with molasses, sort of. It's kind of gross. And I'd prefer it smelled like something else. And I don't like perfume. And I don't like much of anything. And I don't have any good incense. I don't even have any bad incense right now. Sometimes I have good incense. But the store that has it near me is out. And I got to drive across town to get the good Japanese Ko. Tiger balm. I'm going to go try this. I'm going to go put some in my furnace and see if I can make my house smell like tiger balm. And through the magic of radio, I'm back. Hey, you know that cover on your furnace that says, do not take this cover off when the machine is in operation or whatever? I took that cover off. Yes, I did. And then I slid a piece of paper that had tiger balm on it up against the air filter. So now we're going to see if my whole house will start to smell like tiger balm here next time the air conditioner kicks in. Because, ooh, I'm pretty excited. I'm a risk taker. I take things apart when they're operating. Yes, with my long, beautiful, flowing hair. Oh, just think of the risk I'm taking. I'm mad, bad, and dangerous to know. I might be infecting you with madness right now, during this show, listening on a non-radio. You don't know how it works. I could be hacksawing your brains or right now. And in fact, I am. I have the secret codes to take over your brain. Don't believe me? Fine. Here's one right now. Well, hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whichever pertains to you and your local time zone. My name's Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio, and it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day for me, meaning it's overcast. It's only about 63 degrees, and I'm wearing shorts and a short-sleeved shirt. I'm out at the park. I'm here at Heflinger Park watching the cricket game. We've got two teams out on the pitch. They've been going at it for a while. Here's the delivery. Oh, and he lets that one go by. If you're unfamiliar with the game of cricket, well, that's your own problem. Now, let me describe it to you. This is a game that's a forerunner to baseball and is similar in the sense that there are two teams. One team bats, one team fields. The fielding team tries to throw the ball at the wicket to break the wicket. The batting team defends the wicket by swinging a bat, trying to prevent the ball from hitting the wicket. What are the wickets? The wickets are two things at the end of the pitch. They're 22 meters apart, I think, if memory serves, and it looks like three broomsticks driven into the ground. These wickets are basically the analogy to bases in baseball. So there's only two,
Another big difference of cricket and baseball here is that there are two batters, not one. Each one stands in front of a wicket, and each one is bowled balls by the bowler, the equivalent of the pitcher. Each batter, actually, I'm not telling you this wrong. Oh, there's a good one. Nope, no run. Okay. Basically, what happens here is that six balls are bowled to each wicket, and whichever batter happens to be standing there is the one that takes the balls. Okay. Coming up, here's another delivery. Oh, that one tipped. No, they were wondering, yeah, but no, it bounced before it got out. Okay. This is a little complex, and I'm not really here to teach you how to play cricket. But what you need to know is that there's only two innings, well, technically one inning for these guys. These guys play T16, meaning each team gets bowled 16 overs. What's an over? An over is six balls. And there's a little pause and play here. I think they're switching balls, so there's about 11 guys on each team, and there's no strikes. If you don't feel like swinging at the ball, you don't have to, but if it hits the wicket, you're out. Other than that, if it goes wide, you don't have to swing, and if you hit the ball, you don't have to run. Running is the way you score points. You score runs. Every time the batters switch places, a run is scored. Remember, there are two batters and there are two wickets, and so every time there's a hit and they decide to run, these batters change places. There's a boundary. The field is in the shape of an oval, and there's a boundary all the way around the field. In this case, it's just a bunch of little flags and some ropes. If the ball is hit over the boundary on the fly, it's an automatic six runs. If the ball is hit over the boundary on the bounce, then it is an automatic four runs. Here, okay, here's the delivery. Oh, he got a piece of it pretty much straight on. Oh! The fielder got his hand on it, but did not manage to make the catch. If you hit the ball in the air and it's caught by the opposing team, you are out and a new batter is up. There's not innings like in baseball where they take turns batting. When a batting team is up, they go through their entire team. So basically you got to get 11 outs or 10 outs before your team gets up, and they only do this once. So there's no going back and forth. There's a big long period of fielding and a big long period of batting. The delivery, oh, and it's just a chop to the silly mid. No, that's not silly mid, that's silly on. The fielding positions, the names of the fielding positions depend on where the fielder is standing, and the oval is also sort of divided up into areas for commenting where it is hit. Oh, here comes the ball towards me. Is this a four? Nope, it stops. The ball is fielded, returned, and it looks like they're going to get two runs out of that one. Some good batting here today. And it looks like, I can't tell, but I think they're playing with regular hard balls. Sometimes these guys play with, well, I want to say tennis balls, but they're not really tennis balls. They're made by tennis ball companies, but they're red. They have a slightly different density, and they're slightly safer to play with. Getting hit in the head by a 90-mile-an-hour hit tennis ball is not nearly as fatal as being hit with a real cricket ball, which are hard, made out of cork, and who knows what. This is an extraordinarily dangerous game to play, because the truth of the matter is, the bowler, the guy who's throwing the ball, can throw it at the man. You can throw it at the guy. He's got to defend himself. He's got a big bat. He's a big boy. Here's the delivery. Oh, and he gets it kind of... Oh, no, no, that's an out. He just got stumped. What that means is the bowler bowled the ball at him. It bounced once. He took a swing at it, missed, and the ball hit the wicket and broke it. That is an out. He just got bowled out. So there will be a slight delay in the game here while they bring on a new batter. I'm the only spectator today. Usually there's wives, girlfriends, and kids of the players here. But not today. I imagine it's a little bit cool for these people, and by these people I mean people without mastocytosis. Everybody here has got long pants on and multiple long sleeve shirts on and jackets. And I'm the only one here in short sleeves and shorts. I'm also the only white guy, which is entertaining to me. It's rare that I get into these situations in the middle of Omaha, Nebraska, but you need to understand that the only people here in this city that like and appreciate cricket are of the subcontinental variety, meaning there are mostly Indians, Pakistanis, and Bangladeshis, and some Bhutanese guys, and people from the entire subcontinent. From the Levant, too. All right, coming back to the play. Here's the delivery. Yeah, he gets a little piece on it, but just basically knocks it back to the bowler and decides not to run. It's kind of windy out here, too, so you're probably getting a lot of wind noise. Let's see if we can record some of the sounds of the game. All right, had a little technical issue there. Ran out of battery. And for the first time in my life, I actually remembered to bring spare batteries, so I changed the batteries, and here we are. What did I mention before? I know I managed to talk about some stuff and didn't get it recorded, but these guys, I talked to some of these guys, and it turns out that, yes, they are in fact playing T20. Oh, looks like they're calling leg before wicket. Oh, maybe not. They wanted it. The appeal was there, but the judgment was not. And the current score, yeah. Current score is 17. They're chasing 89 with a couple of wickets left to go. They're probably going to get them, and I'm told that this is a semi-final in their league play. They are playing hardball. They got the big, real big boy cricket balls out, not the tennis balls. So, of course, they're all the batters and the wicket keepers are all fully padded out. Oh, there's a good knock. Straight cover drive. Looks like they're going to get two out of it as it's fielded. Not bad, not bad. Not bad. Okay, so that probably puts him at about 72. And I think I heard the referee, or the umpire, I mean, call for a water break after this over. So here comes the delivery. Coming in. Oh, that one was tight on the inside. Batter got out of the way, and it ball just barely hopped over the wicket. Good stuff here today. All right, and the ball is returned to the bowler. The bowler starts winding up. He runs in the delivery. Oh, little weak bat. Knocked it just to front mid. And that's the end of the over. I think they're changing sides here. Little discussion. This field that this game is being played on is in the floodplain. And actually, this entire park used to be a landfill. It was a landfill, and they closed it when I was a little kid. By the time I was sentient... Oh, that one's going to get out. Maybe we got it. They're only going to get one run out of that. That looked like two for sure. But anyway, this park was a landfill. And I think they closed it in the early 70s. And by the late 70s, they had made it into a park. But they made it into a park a little bit too soon. And all of the ground, which was nice and level and flat and everything, it all settled. Now it's just this horrible rolling hills everywhere. Not exactly a perfect cricket oval. It's... There are topological differences. There is terrain here. But, in Omaha, Nebraska, even anywhere in Nebraska, if there's a big, long, flat place that's not in a floodplain, it's going to be a cornfield, not a cricket field. So I feel lucky that we have this as it is. All right, and back to the game. Bowler winds up. Here's the delivery. Oh, we got a piece of that right back, straight up cover drive. Looks like they're going to get one run out of this one, too. All right, let's check the score. Well, let's see. The current score is, I don't know, 73 or 74. They're chasing 89. And I think we got, okay, they're changing the score now. So let's just give this a second. But it looks like there's, if they're playing T20, then there's 6 overs left to go. It's, oh, they've got 81. You got 2 wickets. And they're chasing 89. They got to get, they need 8 more runs to win this game. And they got to do it in 6 overs, meaning 36 balls. There's 6 balls per over. They need to get 8 points in 36 balls, or pitches, as it were. Looks like this new bowler that's got in there. Oh, and he's out. He threw a couple wides there. A wide is like a ball in baseball, except you automatically get a run, and then the next hit you get is free. So there's been an out. There's now a change in batter, so there'll be a slight delay of the game. And everybody will reposition themselves, etc. I'll take some pictures. And I'll see if I can capture some ambience of the game here.
Yeah!
Another out was made, if you couldn't tell. Alright. What time is it? I need to get some food. We're only about halfway through the show. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, bringing you coverage of a local cricket game here in Heflinger Park. I'm having a good time. I'm sure you are too. And I hate to say it, but we might have to wrap this up, the coverage, just because I need to get some food. I'm running out of time. Not clock time, but food time. And I gotta get some scores on my games. So I'm gonna take a few more pictures here, and by the next time you hear my voice, we'll be doing something else. And we're back. At least I'm back. Back home anyway. You're still listening to Tobe on Anon Radio. And I hope you enjoyed this little appetizer of cricket. I realize I probably told you nothing about how the game is played. I probably told you nothing about what was actually going on. And that's probably because I really wasn't as prepared as I should be. Probably should have brought in, taken some notes and talked about stuff that you really needed to know. But I intend to do that in the future, because these guys play cricket out there at the park every weekend and sometimes during the week. The park is really close to me. It's, technically speaking, it's kind of across the street from my wetlands that I'm always hanging out at. But we're out of time. I'd tell you more about it, but we gotta go. I will talk to you tomorrow, and thanks very much for listening. Bye-bye.